Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong.
You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Good evening and welcome to this May Day music special on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Emily Quirk. This past Wednesday marked International Workers' Day, or May Day, so for the next hour, we'll be looking at labor history through the lens of some really good music. We're going to go decade by decade, celebrating the folks who built our roads and cities, those who pick our fruit, and remembering some of the people who fought and died for all the many things we now take for granted. The 8-hour workday, child labor laws, the right to assemble for the purpose of improving working conditions. And so starting us off tonight, a folk duo out of San Francisco that was My Terrible Friend and, of course, Tennessee Ernie Ford, both covering 16 Tons by Merle Travis, who first recorded his track in 1946. A big thanks to everyone who called in this past week to share your May Day-related comments, remembrances, labor history from in and around New Hampshire, the good, the bad, and the ugly, including this one from Kathy Bodwin, the director of the Dover Public Library.
Dover is very proud to be the site of the first strike by women in the United States on December 30th, 1828. It began because a new management team was put in place. The new team lowered the women's wages by 5 cents a day and did not lower the men's wages at all. They raised the quotas. They increased the loom speeds, and they introduced stricter rules of conduct. Between 600 and 800 women marched out of the factory on December 30th, 1828, marched around the block with chants and signs and protest speeches and martial music. The company simply advertised for new workers to replace the ones that had gone on strike. So 3 days later, not wanting to lose their jobs, the girls went back to work. But the agent of the mill, who was in charge of all these strict regulations, he was riding a train into Boston, and he stuck his head out the window to see if they were pulling into the station yet, and he was decapitated by a utility pole. When the word got back to the factory, it said that a big cheer went up through all the girls and all the floors and all the factories.
In the decades following the unsuccessful strike in Dover, more and more people would flock to towns and cities to work in factories, and labor unions begin to gain strength. They become more organized, and by the 20th century, the industrial workers of the world is established, and people like Joe Hill, Mother Jones, Big Bell Hayward, Elizabeth Gurley Flynn, and other Wobblies, as they were called, become ingrained in American folklore. Less than 100 years after the Dover strike, another woman-led strike occurred in Lawrence, Massachusetts, when again they learned their wages and hours had been cut. The Wobblies swooped in, and it was a messy affair, but the mill owners eventually settled, giving mill workers in Lawrence and throughout New England raises of up to 20%. This next song is about that strike, as sung now by Utah Phillips. This is Bread and Roses on New Hampshire Public Radio.
It was a young woman carrying a picket sign during that strike, and the sign said, "We want bread, yes, but roses too." So Lawrence became the Bread and Roses Strike, the song that came out of it. As we come marching, marching in the beauty of the day, 1,000,000 darkened kitchens, 1,000 mill lofts gray, are brightened by the beauty a sudden sun discloses. And the people hear us singing bread and roses, bread and roses. As we come marching, marching, we battle too for men. For they are in this struggle and together we can win. Our lives shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Hearts can starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. As we come marching, marching, 100,000,000 dead go crying through our singing their ancient cry for bread. small art and love and beauty their drudging spirits knew. It's bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we come marching, marching, we're standing proud and tall. The rising of the women is the rising of us all. No more the drudge and idler tend that toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories, bread and roses, bread and roses, and bread and roses.
My name is Robert B. Perot, and I live in Manchester, New Hampshire, where I'm a local author historian. Textile workers of the Amerskegg Manufacturing Company went on strike, the strike of 1922, for 9 months because they had decreased wages and they had increased the hours from 48 to 54 hours. But not everyone agreed with the strike, but because so many workers were on strike, they had to close the mills down, and that's 17,000 workers in a city of close to 80,000 people. And so it crippled the city. And one lady that I interviewed told me that 50 years after the strike, she was not speaking to a relative of hers who disagreed with the strike. They hadn't spoken to each other for 50 years because of that disagreement. So I thought that was pretty striking. Little joke there.
Champion of labor was known in every land. She fought for right and justice. She took an oath to stand. Of every danger, she hated that which was wrong. She never gave up fighting until her breath was gone. This noble leader of labor has gone to a better land, while the hard working miners, they miss her guiding hand. May the miners all work together.
long gone.
He's a long gone.
He's a long gone.
He's a long gone.
Like a turkey through the corn.
Like a turkey through the corn.
He's a long gone.
He's a long gone.
Well, the John said.
Well, the John said.
In the 10th chapter.
In the 10th chapter.
If a man dies.
If a man dies.
He would live again.
He would live again.
Well, they crucified Jesus.
Well, they crucified Jesus.
And they nailed it to the cross.
And they nailed it to the cross.
It's a Mary cry.
It's a Mary cry.
My child, Lord.
My child, Lord.
And long John.
He's long gone.
He long gone.
He's long gone.
He long gone.
He's long gone.
When the John John.
When the John John.
Oh, big eye John.
Oh, big eye John.
Oh, John John.
Oh, John John.
It's a long John.
He's long gone.
There's a come on gal.
There's a come on gal.
And the shut that door.
And the shut that door.
There's a dog is coming.
The dog is coming.
And the got to go.
And the got to go.
It's a long John.
It's a long John.
He long gone.
The miners down in Mingo laid their shovels down. We won't pull another pillow, another ton, or lift another finger till the union we have won. Stand up, boys, let the bosses know. Turn your buckets over, turn your lanterns low. There's fire in our hearts and fire in our soul, but there ain't gonna be no fire in the hole. I'll bet this coal will kill me before my working days is through. In a hole that's dark and dirty, an early grave confined. I plan to make a union for the ones I leave behind. Stand up, boys, let the bosses know. Turn your buckets over, turn your lanterns low. There's fire in our hearts and fire in our soul. But there ain't gonna be no fire in the hole. There ain't gonna be no fire in the hole.
Hazel Dickens here on New Hampshire Public Radio. That was Fire in the Hole, written about coal miners in Mingo County, West Virginia in the 1930s, one of many songs Hazel wrote that gave voice to the coal miners' labor movement during this time. And she herself grew up in the coal mining villages of West Virginia during the Depression, so she was up to her eyeballs in pro-union campaigns, one of which would eventually lead to the National Industrial Recovery Act of 1933. This act granted workers the right to form unions and bargain collectively. And before that, we heard an old work song off the album Jailhouse Bound, John Lomax's first Southern prison recordings from 1933. That was Long Gone, as sung by Lightning Washington and other men serving hard time during the Depression. Chain gangs, work gangs, they were a big part of building infrastructure in the South, building everything from roads, mining for coal, laying track for railroads, all done for free, of course. And I would be remiss not to include their contributions. The Death of Mother Jones in there as well. Peter K. Siegel and Eli Smith covering what I believe is an old Gene Autry's tune that was first recorded back in the 1930s, shortly after Mary Harris Jones passed away. She was perhaps one of the more famous Wobblies and a fierce defender of mine workers and their families. Her rallying cry was pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living. And Utah Phillips starting us off with his version of Bread and Roses. And that phrase was taken by a poet named James Oppenheim, and his poem Bread and Roses was published in the American magazine December 1911, so just before the Lawrence strike began. If you're just tuning in, this is the May Day Music Special. We're looking at the fight for workers' rights by way of roots music, blues, soul, Americana, as we move through the last century. This is NHPR. I'm your host, Emily Quirk. And coming up after a quick break, we head out of the mines and into the migrant camps of California. Stay close. Hello and welcome back to NHPR's May Day Music Special. Let's make our way to the promised land, California's Central Valley. The next two songs we're about to hear come from a sound collecting expedition undertaken in the 1940s by a couple of college kids, Charles L. Todd and Robert Sonkin. They were given recording equipment by another famous ballad collector, Alan Lomax, from the Library of Congress. Equipment paid for, I might add, with New Deal tax dollars. These guys were paid by the government to document migrant camp culture, to capture some of the voices of people who labored in the cotton fields and in the vineyards. So up next, this is Ruby Raines, a farmer stationed at the Arvin FSA camp near Bakersville, California, in August of 1940.
This is Ruby Raines singing Roll Out the Pickets. This song was composed during the cotton strike of 1939 at Arvin, California.
You made it yourself, isn't it, Lloyd? How did you happen to write this song, do you remember?
Well, I just made it up.
Just made it up?
Yes.
Well, how'd it go?
I am a rambling cotton picker, happy as I can be. Any old cotton patch is home sweet home to me. I have no care like a millionaire, no grief to make me blue. But I pull my sack from day to day and paddle my own canoe. I came out here from Texas to the state of the Golden West. My pop gets on the WPA 'cause he thought that was the best. They started talking ham and eggs and that just suited me. I said goodbye to the cotton patch, there's no more spuds to see. We were all so happy and thought we were riding high. But the knock the way out of ham and eggs, and if I stay out here I'll die. So I'll go right back to Texas and stay there all my life. I hope to meet some pretty little girl and I'll ask her to be my wife. I'll try to make her happy and I'll love her all the time. But I hope she is a millionaire 'cause I ain't got a dime.
Oh, the candidate's a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the candidate's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll meet you and treat you and ask you for your vote. But look out, boys, he's a dodging for your vote. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out the way through the world. Oh, the lawyer, he's a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the lawyer, he's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll plead your case and claim you for a friend, but look out, boys, he's easy for to bend. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out the way through the world. Oh, the preacher, he's a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the preacher, he's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll preach you the gospel and tell you of your crimes, but look out, boys, he's dodging for your dimes. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out the way through the world. Oh, the merchant, he's a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the merchant, he's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll sell you goods at double the price, but when you go to pay him, you'll have to pay him twice. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out the way through the world. Oh, the farmer, he's a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the farmer, he's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll plow his cotton, he'll plow his corn, but he won't make a living as sure as you're born. Oh, we're all a dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all a dodging out the way through the world. Oh, the sheriff, he's a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the sheriff, he's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll act like a friend and a mighty fine man, but look out, boys, he'll put you in the can. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out the way through the world. Oh, the general, he's a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the general, he's a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll march you up and he'll march you down, but look out, boys, he'll put you underground. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out the way through the world. Oh, the lover is a Dodger, yes, a well-known Dodger. Oh, the lover is a Dodger, yes, and I'm a Dodger too. He'll hug you and kiss you and call you his bride, but look out, girls, he's a-telling you a lie. Oh, we're all dodging, 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 dodging. Oh, we're all dodging out the way through the world.
The Dodger Song, sung by the Almanacs, a folky supergroup featuring Woody Guthrie, Pete Seeger, Millard Lempel, Bess Hawes, Arthur Stern, and Sis Cunningham. I've included more songs by the Almanacs at our website, nhpr.org. Just click on the May Day music link. The Dodger Song was one of many composed by farm workers who lived in Federal Security Administration camps. These resettlement camps, they were kind of like planned farming communities. They were a byproduct of the New Deal that would eventually fold. And one of the reasons these camps failed was because critics in Congress were quite alarmed by the socialist ideas and movements that were bubbling up from them. And the story goes that a music sheet containing the lyrics to the Dodger Song made its way back to some folks in Congress, and money for these farming communities quickly disappeared. And before the Almanacs, we heard Lloyd Stollup, just 14 years old when he sang his cotton picker song at an FSA camp in Schaefer, California, 1940. And it can be easy to forget that there was a time in this country when many kids toiled in factories and on farms. It wasn't until 1938 that Congress finally passed the Fair Labor Standards Act, creating a fixed minimum age requirement, though I'm not really sure how or if these laws were applied to migrant children like Lloyd. And before Lloyd, we heard from another farm worker by the name of Ruby Raines. She sang Roll Out the Pickets, a parody of the song Roll Out the Barrel. That was recorded just outside of Bakersfield, California, about a year after the cotton strike of 1939. Thanks for listening to this May Day music special on NHPR. I'm your host, Emily Quirk. It's really good to be with you this evening. This next song was first written as a poem by Woody Guthrie. It was his response to news of a plane crash that killed nearly 36 people outside of Fresno in 1948, most of whom were Mexican farm laborers. Initial reports only mentioned the captain and flight crew by name and identified everyone else as merely deportees. The poem was finally put to music in the 1950s and later made popular by Pete Seeger. It's been covered by almost everybody in the folk universe. And because Pete Seeger would have turned 100 years old this weekend, let's honor him by hearing his take. This is Deportee Rec at Los Gatos on NHPR.
The crops are all in and the peaches are rotting. The oranges are piled in their creosote dumps. You're flying them back to the Mexico border to pay all their money to wade back again. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. My father's own father, he waded that river. They took all the money he made in his life. My brothers and sisters come working the fruit trees. They rode the truck till they took down and died. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. Some of us are illegal and some are not wanted. Our work contracts out and we have to move on. 600 miles to that Mexico border. They chase us like outlaws and rustlers like thieves. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. We died in your hills, we died in your deserts. We died in your valleys and died on your plains. We died neath your trees, we died in your bushes. Both sides of the river, we died just the same. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. The sky plane caught fire over Los Gatos Canyon, a fireball of lightning and shook all our hills. Who are all these friends all scattered like dry leaves? The radio says they are just deportees. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee. Is this the best way we can grow our big orchards? Is this the best way we can grow our good fruit? To fall like dry leaves, to rot on the topsoil, and be called by no name except deportee. Goodbye to my one, goodbye Rosalita. Adios, mi amigos, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to do this number for you all, and which is one out for a wonderful man. It was a tribute to a wonderful man. Well, this man was a man amongst men. Dr. Martin Luther King. Thank you. cotton kids came down. People's all they was do with mom. Yes, when the wife and kids came down, people's all they was do with mom.
My man, Richard Manuel. That was King Harvest from the band on this May Day music special on New Hampshire Public Radio. That's off their self-titled album from 1969. Some Chicago blues in there as well. Otis Spann and Muddy Waters from their tribute concert 1968. That was recorded just a few months after Martin Luther King Jr. was murdered in Memphis. And we all know Dr. King is a major figure in the civil rights movement, but he also had a big hand in labor, workers' rights. In fact, the night before he was assassinated, he spoke before a group of striking sanitation workers who were fighting for better pay and safer working conditions. We also heard a live recording from a United Farm Workers meeting hall in 1966. The song, Yo No Le Tengo Miedo A Nada, I'm Not Afraid of Anything, sung by members of the UFW and accompanied by El Teatro Campesino. That's off the Rolas de Aztlán, Songs of the Chicano Movement, released in 2005. And birthday boy Pete Seeger, who would have turned 100 this weekend, in there as well singing Guthrie's Deportee, Wreck at Los Gatos, about a plane crash in the late 1940s killing 32 people, many of whom were Mexican migrants. Also hearing of this tragedy at the time, and who was inspired by Guthrie's response, was a young farm worker who had actually met Guthrie in the Central Valley of California. Years later, this young fellow would go on to help establish the United Farm Workers of America. His name was Cesar Chavez. Thanks again for tuning in to this May Day music special on NHPR. I'm Emily Quirk. It's good to be with you. Coming up after a short break, we'll learn that it ain't all bread and roses as we hear from a band that rubbed a union official the wrong way and subsequently got themselves banned from touring in America for 4 years. And we'll also hear from Della May's Celia Woodsmith about the inspiration behind their labor anthem, Boston Town. That's coming up in just a moment on this May Day music special from NHPR. Clearly, there is no shortage of songs romanticizing unions, the ideas behind them. But as with everything in life, there is a gray area, right? As unions amassed more and more leveraging power, cronyism, high-handed foremen, and a lack of due process were the driving force behind many unions. Mouthing off to the wrong person could have serious consequences. And Ray Davies of the Kinks learned this the hard way when he crossed someone with a friend in the American Federation of Musicians, getting the band barred from obtaining the necessary permits to tour in the States. So let's hear from the Kinks next. This is off one of my favorite albums ever, Lola vs. Power Man and the Money Go Round Part 1 with Get Back in Line. You're listening to a May Day music special on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Facing the world ain't easy when there isn't anything going. Standing at the corner waiting, watching time go by. Will I go to work today, or shall I bide my time? 'Cause when I see that union man walking down the street, he's a man who decides if I live or I die, if I stop. Then he walks up to me, then the
My name is Edward DeBlois. I am a former president of United Steelworkers Local 75 in Berlin, New Hampshire. Basically, we had at one time over 4,000 members up here in the Berlin area representing Converse rubber workers, mill workers, railroad, woodsmen. The paper that is produced now is produced in third world countries where they can use much cheaper labor. So currently our membership is down to only 200 members. So we're barely hanging on, trying to survive in a tough environment here in northern New Hampshire.
Standing on the floor in the city of the spindles, got me a job, lift me up to the middle. The offering it painted a very pretty picture. Work at the mills held the promise of the scripture. But a girl like me was a work to the bone. Your fingers bled and your body moaned. 14 hours a day, and then my paycheck was just half of the men. Looking down with oppression's face, that pile of money they steal and waste. Then they said they'd have to cut our pay, so we broke our cage and formed the FLRA. Oh, they said, what a waste of a pretty girl to let the labor flag unfurl. I said, what more can you take from me? I own my hands and my dignity. So pass me a match and we'll strike it on the ground and we'll head back down to Boston town. We can start a fire. Boston town. We can start a fire and they'll never put it out, and we'll head back down. No, we can start a fire and they'll never put it out. We'll head back down to Boston town, and we'll head back down to Boston town, and we'll head back down to Boston town.
That was Grammy-nominated Delamay with their labor anthem Boston Town off the self-titled album from 2015 here on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Emily Quirk, and I have on the line with me now Celia Woodsmith, who wrote Boston Town. Celia is part of the acclaimed bluegrass supergroup Delamay. Hey, Celia.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
My pleasure.
So let's talk about Boston Town for a moment. I had always wondered whether that song was inspired by a specific strike and what spans of time it took place in.
Yeah, so it's interesting how I came about to write this song. I actually came up with the chorus first. Pass me a match and we'll strike it on the ground and we'll head back down to Boston Town. And I realized that this was about to be a labor union song. And I was like, well, hold on just a sec. I'm not sure I know enough about this. So I kind of paused the writing of the song and I went online to do some research about the Lowell Mill Girls. And it was kind of the perfect thing. It's looking back, it's like the universe just handed me this chorus and then kind of was like, all right, now it's your turn to go do the research and find out about these incredible women. And I spent a lot of time learning about the strikes between 1834 and 1836. And it was just so inspiring to me. So that's how the song became what it is today.
While doing this research, was there anything in particular that surprised you or stayed with you?
You know, there's a couple lines that I got straight from the research. The particular line that has always stuck with me is, "What a waste of a pretty girl." And I think that kind of has a lot to do with women who stand up for their rights today. You know, they're kind of seen as less feminine, or, you know, what a waste, she's so pretty, but if only she would behave more. You know, a waste of a pretty girl is kind of in some of the poetry and some of the songs that the Lowell Mill girls used to sing on their strikes. And I was like, wow, you know, this really applies to today. Kind of thing was like, all right, you know, I'm going to put this right in the song.
Well, thank you so much, Celia, for shedding some light on your song, Boston Town, and for your time this evening.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Emily.
Celia Woodsmith of the bluesy bluegrass supergroup Della May. They're currently on tour promoting their latest EP called The Butcher Shop. They'll be playing down in Cambridge at the Sinclair Saturday, May 4th, and then up in Portland, Maine at the Port City Music Hall Sunday, May 5th. And you can hear the full conversation with Celia at nhpr.org by clicking the May Day music link. Thanks again to all who called in to share their labor history tales from in and around New Hampshire. And if you enjoyed the show tonight and you'd like to hear more music programming like it on NHPR, let us know. You can email me. The email address is music@nhpr.org. Let's round out the hour with one more by Della May. This is off their new EP, The Butcher Shop, covering Merle Travis's 16 Tons. I'm Emily Quirk. Thanks so much for listening to this May Day music special on New Hampshire Public Radio.
Say a man's made out of mud, a poor man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bone. A man that's weak and the back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. Sold to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal in the straw piles. Hollered, well, bless my soul. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you come. Middle name. I was raised in the bottom spot. Oh, mama hound, I miss me.